FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's league game at Atherton Coles. And to find out now if the Reds could get back to winning ways in the league, it's over to Ben.
Welcome everyone to Alder Street, the home of Atherton Coles.
Schooner Stadium.
Woodzo's with us. Woodzo's not going to be joining us in commentary because it's a bit awkward here, the commentary position and stuff. But thought I'd get your pre-match thoughts. Just over an hour to kick off now. Pitch is looking delightful. I feel like I started. It's,
come on,
we have to remember.
Yeah.
It's nearly December.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
You can't strain it out just for us.
What's your thoughts on this one today?
It's going to be a classic, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's two teams who aren't in great form at the minute. And I think they're three behind us now with the game in hand. So it's important for us to get the 3 points. But when you get two teams who aren't in the greatest of form, anything can happen.
I will get Paul's thoughts in a bit, but our waveform's not very good either at the moment, so.
No, we tend to do all right. Again, let's go back to our old usual of we tend to do better at the grounds against the teams who let us play, and I don't think we're going to be allowed to play today, particularly on the pitch, and, you know, Coles are not going to make it easy. But, I mean, if we can take the last 15-20 minutes of last week into today, we should be okay, because, you know, last week was 70 minutes of, I'll be generous, average play. Then 20 minutes, we were unlucky not to get the penalties.
And I said in the post-match interview with Neil, is there a lesson here? Because in that game and the Whitby game, we only started to come into the game when we started to play football. And Neil said we have to be brave and on pitches like this. And
absolutely. I mean, you've got the players to be able to play on anything. But you also got to be able to adapt a little bit. I think that's where we struggle, is we don't adapt very well to conditions. It's either we try and play football, it doesn't work, so we try and knock it long, if you like. And as we saw at the time when we did it last year, I mean, you know, Bradley Holmes is a tall player, but he doesn't tend to win the direct balls from the back. He doesn't tend to win them. The centre halves win them more than he does. That's not criticism of him. He's a professional footballer, and he's been doing more than I've ever done in the game. So we need to just be a bit smarter. I think that's the way. But yeah, that's a good word in that. It's what Neil said, brave. You know, why not play? Just try and carry on playing football, because even if it's a poor pitch or a big slope like it is here, you can still play around players. Just because it's a poor pitch, players can still go and find themselves some space, can make themselves available, and you know you can ping the ball out to them. So he's absolutely right. I fully agree with him.
And the last time we were here, I think Potts scored a screamer, didn't he? So
he did, because it was one of my classics. Don't shoot, what a goal! And I think in that same, was it not the same game or certainly another game where Regan Linney scored a classic at this end as well, didn't Linney, or Griffiths?
Yeah,
he curled it top corner. So we've got form for our history for scoring some crackers on this pitch. They're not going to make it easy, we know that. And it was expected, there's a very partisan crowd that always comes here. They've got a good following, and they'll make it difficult for us, and rightly so. You know, that's how it should be. But we need to just crack on there. We've got Christmas coming up. This is the time to, you know, when FC traditionally start playing every season. We've not had Christmas for the last 2 years, so unfortunately, so we've not had that advantage, that bonus. So this is where we need to start playing, rising that table, doing what we can do. And the playoffs aren't out of the equation. But we've got to do it sooner rather than later.
Well, Woodzo, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Enjoy the game.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the catering. And
the other pie, very nice. Very recommended over here.
And catch up next week. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us just an hour before kick-off now. What's your thoughts heading into this game?
I think our collective thoughts are today, Ben, that we've got to come here and do a job, you know, and
it's similar to Marsk, where we haven't come and done a job. Half an hour ago, I got the players out on the pitch, pretty much gave them the team talk out there, and the reason why I didn't want them to get in the warm surroundings in the dressing room, I needed them to kind of get accustomed and get psychologically prepped for today's game, because it's going to be tough. You know, look at South Shields, are a footballing side, come here, draw 1-1. Atherton are going to give us a really stern task today. We watched them on Wednesday against Clitheroe. They're a good side. They're a good side. So I think half the battle for us today, well, 95% of the battle to me today, will can we adapt to the conditions?
The other battle, obviously, is with injuries. There was a few knocks taken last week. Have you got an update for us before this game?
Yeah, we're struggling. You know, I'm not going to dress it up. We've lost Curtis Jones now as well. We've lost Adam Dodd. We've lost Jack Bennett, obviously, with a horrific injury. We've got Warwicker back on the bench today, but again, he's felt a tweak. But it's numbers at the minute. We're really down to the bare bones. But listen, there's no excuses. We've just got to get on with it. We've got a squad. Young Toby Humphreys was in the squad this morning, but has just pulled out last minute with an injury. We had a keeper on the bench today, he's pulled out with an injury. So, you know, it feels like it's against you at the minute. But, you know, we don't want to become the side that gets used to losing. You know, we went on a 4-game unbeaten run, and, you know, we're on the back of 2 defeats now, albeit only one in the league. You know, win today and results go for us, we can go 7th. So, we'll see.
You mentioned last week, post-match, just about, I don't want to sound like a broken record about the pitches we're playing on and stuff like that. I mean, it is close to December now, so just the way it is at some places, isn't it? But you talked about being braver and trying to play football in pitches like this, but it's tricky, isn't it, when you've got injuries piling up as well. So yeah, how are you approaching the game?
I mean, I purposely not mentioned Potts. You know, he's my leader and he's out today. You know, so we've got to change it up a little bit. We've got Jonathan Smith back in. So we have to change it up. We know that as a back four, we probably aren't going to be able to play out. We've got to get the ball into the final third as quick as we can, you know, in front of Charlie Ennis and Brad Holmes. We've got Keane Hayes back in today and Regan. So going forward, we look exciting. You know, we've got a lot of experience in the middle of the park with Griffin Smith. We've got an inexperienced back four, but, you know, a lot of pressure on them, and they've got to step up and they've got to defend, and that's, you know, they're either going to get the plaudits or they're going to get the criticism. But I've got full belief in that side in there. You know, we're well good enough to go on a run, and, you know, in true FC style, we'll come good after Christmas. We've got to come good before Christmas. You know, we've got to start putting a run of results together, and it's got to start here today. And, you know, let's not talk about the pitch, let's not talk about surroundings, let's just talk about what we're going to do come 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Alder Street. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us here on battery power, everyone. Let us know if we're coming through loud and clear, but I think we should be okay. And speaking of being okay, it's Mr. Okay himself, Stato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Now, Paul, there's nothing left with regards to domestic knockout competitions now.
Only the Phoenix.
That's why I said domestic.
Yeah.
See, obviously out the FA Trophy, out the FA Cup, we can focus on the league. Let's talk about how the league looks heading into this game. 7 points separating Stalybridge Celtic in 7th down to Nantwich Town in 20th. Very, very close. And yeah, we're in that middle pack now.
I think we've seen how fluid it can be. How sides can string games together and go up the table or down the table, depending on a bad run. We were making some reasonable progress until recently. But, this is a very interesting game, because there's two ways of looking at it. Here at Alder Street, they beat Matlock and drew with South Shields. That's two of the toughest games, and they got results from them. But they're bottom of the form table. They've got one draw and 5 defeats from the last 6 games, so they're in a bit of free fall. So we have to come and cash in on that. With a depleted side, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, the injuries were mounting up last week at Mass United. Where do we start with who's missing? Potts obviously picked up an injury during the match last week. We understand Curtis Jones is missing. Burns has gone back to Blackburn.
Yeah.
It's not the best, is it, at the moment?
It's so bad that Dodd was going to be on the bench this afternoon and has pulled up, so he can't even be on the bench. And apparently we were going to have a sub-keeper on the bench this afternoon, and he's cried off at the last minute, so it's pretty much down to the bare bones.
Now, we do have a player on the bench who's, I believe, unknown from Oldham, Vanny De Silva.
Yeah, apparently he's lightning quick. We must have seen him in that Youth Cup tie against FC last season, but we saw so many good players that night, they absolutely slaughtered us. But but apparently he's been at Bury and Oldham, he's played for Oldham's first team, he's been on loan at Curzon as well, so he's got a bit of experience under his belt. But he's a young lad, he's 6 foot, and he can play up front. So Renault obviously decided he wasn't he wasn't going to start him today. But
he's not trained or anything with the squad, so.
But he may come on as an impact sub at some point if things aren't going well.
Yeah, let's talk about the surroundings. Just to say, we're going to be standing on a picnic bench doing this coverage this afternoon, and hopefully it's not going to rain. I've been assured that there's an 84% chance it won't rain, but looking at the sky, I'm not convinced.
This is street commentary, basically, at Alder Street, isn't it?
Yes, but the pitch itself, Paul?
It slopes four ways, we reckon.
It's undulating.
Yeah, but as it's been rightly pointed out, we can't make excuses for the pitch or the lack of players. The 11 that go out this afternoon have to go and do the job, and it's going to be we think it's going to be a similar game to Whitby and Mask, and we failed in those two assignments against sides that play the ball quickly from back to front. We think it's going to be a similar type of game this afternoon, and our players have just got to roll up the sleeves and get on with it. But the thing is like you mentioned earlier, we're nearly in December. Pitches are going to get worse.
Yeah.
Whoever turns out for FC have to adapt to the conditions quickly, and we might even have to revise our style of play a bit. There's a suspicion this afternoon we might not be playing out from the back quite as much as we normally do, because it's basically going to be very difficult.
Yes. We've got Saturdays now, haven't we? We've got a little breather from midweek games, so we can't, you know, let things dwell, can we? We have to get a bit of momentum going.
We've got to get over the cup defeats, and we've got to concentrate on getting up the table. We're currently 11th, I think, which is one of our favourite places. But if we're going to get up towards the playoffs, we need to start stringing some wins together. And we've got a good record here. We've won all three games away at Atherton, although one wasn't actually here. So we've got 100% record playing it away at Atherton. We want to keep that going this afternoon.
We'll give you the team news now. And it's going to be Lavicum in goal, Donoghue at right back, Joe White at left back. What did you make of Joe White? Because he's obviously not been featuring because of injury. I think he got better last week.
I think he was good going forward. Yeah. I think he was a bit shaky defensively, to be honest. But he's a young lad and he's learning his trade. So, you know, and at the moment, we are chronically short.
At the back, centre-back duo of Drew Baker and Aaron Morris. Central midfield, Luke Griffiths and Jonathan Smith's back as well.
Yeah, we need that experience in the middle of the park. No Potts today to run the side, so Ennis has got the armband.
How good was Charlie Ennis last week when he came on as a substitute in midfield? He really drove things, didn't he?
I thought he played well and he deserved his goal. Big responsibility for him today. Everybody's got to put a shift in today to cover for the players that are not there. Missing Dodd is a big blow for us, though.
Back from international duty, Kean Hayes is playing at number 7 and Regan Linney at number 11. And Bradley Holmes up front, wear number 9, of course.
Yeah, I think Holmes has got to try and hold the ball up in the middle of the pitch. If we're going to play it a bit quicker up the pitch, he's got to bring others into the game. I think that's the key this afternoon.
Just to let you know, the substitutes bench as well, it's De Silva, the new loanee signing from Oldham, Toby Humphries, who we believe is actually not fully fit, Jaden Major, Omar Sanyang and Ali Wadika, who I thought played quite well at right back last week.
And just a mention of the Atherton side, obviously Jack Lenhin played for us.
Yep.
And Rowan Roach is on the bench, another ex-FC player. I suspect that they've only named 4 subs, and I suspect of those 4, they're not all fully fit by the look of it.
Right.
Because Scott Sefton normally plays for them every game. He's one of the players on the bench, and I suspect that they're doing what we do quite often, is name players without intending to bring them on, or bring them on in emergencies only.
Well, speaking of squad rotations, after having a little break last week, he's back, everyone. James Quinn's with us. Hello, James, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Ben. How are you?
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Yeah, good, good. It's always good to do on-air sound checks, isn't it? Well, welcome back to the Northwest Counties, James. Yeah. This is great, isn't it? This setup here.
It's the used Skoda of commentary positions here at Atherton. Just on a personal note, it's always romantic coming back to Atherton, because my first acting job was with Pit Prop Theatre, who were based in Briarcroft Youth Centre in Atherton, and they moved to Lee College. So I'm very familiar. I lived in Tilsley up the road for 14 years, so always good to be back.
What are you expecting? The pitch itself and stuff like that, it's going to be challenging, isn't it, to get any form of...
Well, you can see the slope, it's very visible. And obviously FC lacking resources, basically. So I suspect FC wouldn't be unhappy with a point, but we've got the players to do it on the day, and I think they've got to get on with it. It's about players taking the opportunity, really. When you know, when you've got key players missing, are the players on the field going to say, "I've got a right to be here"? Chance for Jonathan Smith in midfield, and as you were saying, Joe White.
It's asking a lot, though, isn't it, to come back from injury and then just hit the ground running and expect it to play like Michael Potts.
But the thing is that when the players come out, they've got to say to themselves, "All right, the pitch isn't the flattest of pitches. The wind's blowing. It's probably going to rain soon."
Don't say that, Paul. We haven't got cover.
But you're wearing the shirt of FC, and you've got to go out there and make it happen.
Well, the teams are now coming. Whoa. Apologies for the wind swiftness of this afternoon's commentary, but it's better than nothing. Put that on a T-shirt, FC Radio. It's better than nothing. FC United coming out onto the pitch now, so it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul, but first, James Quinn.
Well, United fans in good voice in Atherton this afternoon. FC need all the help they can get with all the injuries and the tricky conditions. Jonathan Smith out to left-hand side. White plays it back to Baker. Baker under a little bit of pressure from Cassani. Brings it forward and wins a throw, left-hand side, halfway line. Joe White, the man, to take this one. Linney plays it all the way back to Aaron Morris. Aaron Morris out to the right-hand side. Donoghue on the halfway line. Chips it forward into empty area. That's good work there. And Hayes with speed now to the byline, Hayes. No, a chance, a real chance.
A goal.
And it's a goal for Holmes.
Great goal.
And it's a great goal. Well, it's come out of nothing, but fair play to FC.
Hayes did brilliantly down the right-hand side.
He really did, and played it, and Holmes in space, finished with aplomb. Nicely won by Holmes, but he couldn't quite keep control of it. Septon with a long ball forward. Oh, and it's well met. There's a chance here. And it's 1-1. And that was out of nothing. A long ball forward, well met. And I'll wait for the PA announcement to give you the announcement of a player who's got that equaliser over in the gloom. But Atherton have levelled things up, and they have been the better side in the second half, and probably are good value. Well, that really brings the game to the boil, and FC aren't just hanging on anymore. They're going to have to win it all over again. It will be a free kick to FC, and it will be about 40 yards out. Right-hand side, a chance to send the big brigade up, to send everyone up really for FC. Pump it into the box and hope for something. Griffiths the man with his free kick. Can FC find something here at the death? In it comes. But it's a really poorly directed one, and it sets up a breakaway for Atherton Collieries. And on the break they go. Cassani. Cassani into the box now, right hand side. Cassani shoots. And it's a goal. And Atherton Collieries win it. And that all came, I'm sorry, from a free kick which completely missed about seven targets, was picked up by Atherton, and they've broken away. And a truly miserable afternoon here for FC United. But, shall we say, elating one for the home side. But both times, FC United just been caught out of the back. Long balls forward. Good work there from Cassani to set up the goal, and once again I await confirmation of who put that in the net. And there it goes, and Atherton Collieries prevail here by 2-1. A truly miserable afternoon for FC United. After a poor start to the game, they did come back into it in the second period of the first half, then got the goal. FC United were doing well, but in the second half, I would have to say, Ben, Atherton looked have the more intensity, and FC never really got going. There was a period, short period towards the end of the second half when FC put a few tacks together, but one a big chance for Hayes, which he couldn't convert. Good save from Hutchinson, but other than that, FC didn't look strong in the second half, and Atherton, well, maybe value for that those 3 points, and the FC. Well, drop further down, you would expect.
You'll have to forgive me, James, because as you, the listener might not be aware of this, but I've seen nothing of that game. But
I was using you as a sounding board,
yeah,
Ben.
Exactly. I know it works, don't worry. So would you say it was an incoherent performance? And and that's kind of understandable, isn't it, given the
conditions,
the conditions and the lineup.
Yes, I think it is. I think you have to. It was a slight exaggeration to say it was making a silk's purse out of a sow's ear, but it was in these conditions. Atherton are more used to them, but it's same for both sides in the end. And you know, I suspect Neil Reynolds isn't going to be over the moon about the way the goals were conceded. You know, it is frustrating, that free kick at the end. What should have been a chance for FC to create some danger. It's difficult, though.
Would you argue that Atherton goals have been resolute?
I think they have. Yeah, you would. Yeah, if this was the other way around, you would be congratulating FC for finding a way. And they, I think that if anybody deserves 3 points, it is Atherton for the second half performance. I'd say in the last sort of, after FC scored, they looked dominant and. But just couldn't back that up in the second period. It's simple as that, Ben. And a lot of thinking to do. We were talking to a couple of the injured players in the interval. Adam Dodd hoping to be back in a week. Michael Potts more like 2 weeks. So FC, you know, with a very crowded treatment table, and just at the moment, in a period where they almost need to take stock. To consolidate, but it's home game next Saturday, and FC have simply got to go again, forget these results. But very, very difficult conditions for us as a home team. Very difficult on the pitch as well, and so the players have done their utmost. And well, I have to say, Neil Reynolds looks pretty. Desultory and solitary figure as he comes off, but a lot of thinking for him to do, a lot of thinking for the players to do. They'll have two training sessions at least this week, and then
Mikulova,
and the Mikulova at home, which will be an interesting test. I suppose the question is, Ben, is it, I think it's psychological as much as anything now for the team. It's confidence,
well,
and also players getting familiar with each other. Some loanies coming in, a possibility of a new striker coming in, but much is to be revealed.
We had a chat pre-match with Paul. I was highlighting how the league table at the moment is a bit silly, in the fact that Stalybridge in 7th heading into this game were actually 7 points from 20th place Nantwich Town, and how close it was in mid-table. It's very tricky at the minute to try and get a run of wins going. We did it a couple of weeks back, but then we've kind of hit this lull, and I don't think it's any coincidence it's happened as we've started to pick up injuries.
Indeed. Well, we'll wait to see if Neil Reynolds comes to find us.
Good luck finding us, by the way, Neil.
Yeah, but let's give some credit to young Kean Hayes, who looks, I mean, in those conditions, not suited to his style of play. But he really is a live wire, and he would make something out of nothing. And he was the one player when the ball was at his feet. He thought something could happen here, and he really did make the best of the conditions. So credit to Kean Hayes, and he did well. But in terms of everyone else, it was. I think he's clear man of the match. In terms of defence, at times was solid, but. What we have to admit is, from our vantage point here, quite some way behind the goal. It wasn't easy to see.
Not just far back, but high up as well.
Yeah. What about Mikulova? Where are they?
Let me read you out some full-time scores, because plenty of teams lost today who were on good runs of form. Basford United drew 1-1 with Whitby Town. Grantham Town 0, Stafford Rangers 1. So Stafford Rangers move up to 7th now in the league table. Hyde United 2, Ashton United 1. Ashton United were stringing the results together in recent weeks, but that's a big result for Hyde United, and that sees them out of the automatic relegation places. Into the relegation places now, Nantwich Town, they were beaten 3-0 at Scarborough Athletic this afternoon over on the North Yorkshire coast, so not the best of afternoons for Nantwich Town. Morpeth Town, they picked up a 0-0 draw with the current league leaders, Matlock Town. So could South Shields capitalise? Yes, they could. They beat Gainsborough Trinity by 3-1. But the big news today, Lancaster City 1-0. Buxton suffering their first league defeat of the season, and they've got a game in. They've got two games in hand over Matlock and South Shields. That game in hand, one of the games in hand, is taking place on Tuesday, I believe. I think they're taking on Nantwich from memory. But 2 points separate the top four at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's because Bamba Bridge beat Witton Albion at Wincham Park by 4-1. So 2 points separating the top four. Radcliffe beat Stalybridge Celtic, incidentally, by 2-1. So all things considered, FC United are in 13th this evening on 23 points. That's a point behind Radcliffe, 2 points behind Lancaster City and Stalybridge, and 3 points behind Basford in 9th, 4 points behind Scarborough and Stafford Rangers. So it is very, very tight at the moment in mid-table land. But FC United, I think it's safe to say, a bit desperate, really, to get a win and start to string the results together, because we've seen in recent weeks that if you do string the wins together, it can make a hell of a lot of difference. But FC United in 13th this evening. James?
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, Neil. That was a very, very difficult conditions, a very difficult afternoon. What are your headline thoughts from that affair?
A game we're massively in control of, absolutely control of, winning 1-0 at half-time. We lose Joe White to another injury. We come out, and then for whatever reason, Omar's got to go in at left back. We drop deep, and we invite pressure. We didn't do what we did first half, and the lads are just trying to digest it now. You know, you look at the last two goals. Brad Holmes got to get in front of his man. He doesn't, and then Luke Griffiths' free kick at the end. Just, I don't know what happens there, and then they break away and they score. There's very little we can do as a management team, but. We've got to take responsibility for it.
From in terms of, it seemed to me the pattern was Atherton were at it at the beginning, but then, as you say, once FC scored, took measure of control. It just seems they were more intent though in the second. They came out more wanting it.
Our game plan was see first 20 minutes, then 25. It opened up. We came into it. We scored. We're well on top. It was brilliant. You know, absolutely brilliant. We were exciting in wide areas. We were exciting up front. We were looking good at the back. The injury hit us. Obviously, Dodd was on the bench and then he had to drop out in the warm-up. And then Joe White's now gone. And we just lost our shape and we lost our balance. And, you know, they got on the ascendancy and, you know, they won the game.
If you were looking for a performance that did spark at times, Kean Hayes in very difficult conditions, which wouldn't suit a player like him, he does look a handful, doesn't he?
It's brilliant. He's exciting. You know, we were good. Donoghue was amazing. Joe White was amazing. Everything was good first half. We got another injury that rocked us. We don't have another left-footed option on the bench. You know, we did have Dodd, but obviously he dropped out in the warm-up with not the same injury, a different injury. There's no excuse. You know, we make the changes and we don't come out. You know, they're putting it on us with set pieces and, you know, we're dealing with them.
But for a passing team, as you aim to be, and with, you know, with the key players missing, without making excuses, is it make it a much more of an uphill struggle for a team
it is
like
hard.
You in you know, on a pitch like that in these conditions?
It is hard, but I don't think we tried to overplay today. I think we went big into Brad. I think we got round pieces. I think, you know, everything that we said on Thursday, we did. We've no idea in there. Everybody is absolutely, you know, devastated. You know, I would have taken a 1-1. But, you know, to concede, I don't know the way we are doing it in a minute, in the last minute or the last 2 minutes of the game, it's really hard to take. But I can't, you know, for somebody who's got, you know, Griffiths' quality on set pieces, I don't know what he does if he slips, or I don't know what happens with the free kick. And then, you know, he doesn't get back in with Omar. You know, the shout was to get straight back in and he doesn't. He mires the ball and they break and they go and score.
Is it just tiredness at the end and lack of concentration, is it? Just not mental, a mental thing, not seeing it through.
Yeah, possibly. You know, young lads who you know, they're around each other. You know, Omar's not a natural left back; he's a right back. And Drew's 18, and you know, Vanny comes on, and Regan tired. And yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of excuses, isn't there? Everyone will be looking at us now and thinking, "Oh, we're in massive trouble," and you know, we've lost three games on the spin again. But there's a lot of positives for us to take, but also, you know, so deflated because we were in such control for 70 minutes of that game, you know, and there's no way we should have lost the game. I put it down to, you know, having to make the enforced change, but injuries aren't going our way at the minute.
Absolutely. Mikel over at home week's time. What's the schedule leading up for this week then?
Just got to try and get bodies back. You know, no Jones, no Potts, no Dodd now. Dodd looks like he's going to be out. No Joe White's going to be out now. Obviously, Bennett, we're going to have to try and get a couple of bodies in. We're going to make a centre-forward signing tonight at 6 o'clock. But yeah, it's a tough one.
Do we have to... I mean, you just said people say we're in trouble there, but we're 13th and everyone is... Nantwich have dropped into the relegation places tonight.
I know. But we can go near 7th tonight. You know, we put a performance on like that first half and you think, you know, we could go 7th. And listen, everyone gets injuries and suspension. I've never known anything like it, the luck we're having. But still, even when M1's out, we've still got enough on the pitch to see that through. And we don't, you know, Brad, you know, he scored a great goal first half. He's got to do so much better on their first goal. And this is learning men's football. He doesn't move. The lad gets in front of him. They get on the press. The lad scores at the near post. And then at the end, you know, you look at Griff, it's just mistakes, and every mistake's killing us, and it's really hard to take. But, you know, we've just got to dust ourselves down and try and get some bodies back fit and get a run going.
I mean, it's kind of advantageous we're not got Tuesday games coming up, so we can do that, can't we, I suppose?
We can, but when you get beaten that manner, you want to bounce back straight away with a win. And listen, you know, the fingers start pointing, don't they? You lose three games and it's hard to take. But I just said as manager, what can you do there when, you know, you don't listen to your instructions and they have them for the majority of the game, and then you slip on a free kick and you're like, I wish you could control it with a remote controller from the side, and you can't. You know, you can't. You've got to put your trust in them. But my players, and they make the mistake, so, you know, I'll take the rap, and it's a real tough one to take, not an enjoyable weekend.
Okay, well, Mill, thank you ever so much for joining us. Tough luck today, but we'll see you in 7 days, and have a good week.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks, Neil. Right, well, that's it for FC Live, and, well, what a broadcast that was.
It was.
Anyway.
Against all odds. Can we play out with Phil Collins against all odds?
Well, blimey. In pre-match, I said Clive Tilsley wouldn't put up with this. Well, anyway... that's what separates us from the BBC and ITV.
Yeah,
we can do games in all kinds of predicaments.
Yeah.
So well done to you, James. Well, I hope your phone's going to dry out. May I recommend Basmati Rice? That does a good job. And yeah, thank you to Sato Paul as well, who had to find cover in the second half. But we're going to go now so Tim can do his Twitter interview with Neil. But we'll be back on Saturday. Back at Broadhurst Park, where the host club provide tables for the press undercover, which is brilliant stuff. So that'll be at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. And join us then, where we'll be a lot happier. Bye-bye.
FC Live there from Saturday. As discussed, next up for the Reds will be a home game against Michalova this weekend. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park this Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then tune in from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.